Okay, boys. So today's daf is daf mem hey. We're holding mem dalid omud beis, three lines from the bottom of the omud beis, where the Gemara begins. Tani Shiloi. Shiloi taught the following brisa. Shalosh midois banara. The three halachas that pertain to a naara. What are the three halachas? Halacha number one. Ba'ula edim beveis chamia shezinsa beveis aviha. What happens if Edom came? When they came, she was already the base chamia. Chamia means that she was already married b'nisuin, and she's now in the so-called father-in-law's house. What we really mean to say is that she's now in her husband's home, no longer in her father's home. Edom came at that time, shezinza b'veis aviyah, that she was mezana when she was still in her father's home. And the loch is soiklin oisa al pesach b'veis aviyah. And why we circle Oysa Pasach Vesavir? So be kedai to go and take out a chemish, so we can look up Sukkim. Yeah, no, but for this Pasach Yishke Ferlach, which we'll see, Mitchum, we need to delve into other Sukkim as well. Now, let's remember briefly, based on our vast Talmudic and biblical knowledge, citing the Heilige Torah, that if Chas V'Sholom, a woman who is married b'nisuin, Chas V'Sholom strays and commits adultery, then she gets chenek. However, if it's a nara psula arusa, no nisuin, just edison, and she was a psula, first time, nebuch she's mezana, then there's a din of skila. Now, where do we know this from? Shtei techazoi in the Torah. Let's look it up in the Torah in Parashas Kiseitze. Person just took a wife for the first time. Uva eleha, there was bia. Usneya, and unfortunately they developed a hatred. And now he's making up a story. Shemra. That's why the Gemara always refers to it as Moitzi Shemra. What does he say? I just married her. Lematzasi la b'sulim. And this is the first Mishnah HaMesechta, that they got married on Wednesdays. Wednesday night, Le'metzasi L'Psulim. Thursday morning, he rushes into Bez and he says, you know what happened? Terrible, terrible, terrible. I'm afraid that this young woman was Mizana during the last year between the Erisin and the Nisuin. Okay, that's what he says. Is V'loka Chavi Anara V'ima, V'itziu Es P'suli Anara El Ziknu Ir Hashara. Then the father and the mother come into Bezin as her representatives, and they say it's not true. She is at Tzadekis. The Omer Avi Anara El Zakenim, and the Avi Anara says to the Bezin, you know why he's telling these fabrications? Esbiti Nosatil Ishazer, Vayisno Eha. Unfortunately, he dislikes her. He hates her. The Samula Alilo is Dvarim Leimar. He made up this story. Like Matzasil Vitcha Psulim. Ve'ilu Psulim Biti. But I will prove to you that in fact she's still a Psul. Anyway.
Why can't she tell you she lost the Psul?
Yeah, that's a different Gemara. We had another Gemara about Mukas 8. We're just addressing the Psuka for purpose of our Gemara. So our Gemara tells us, if they are victorious, in other words, if they can prevail in Bezin, that in fact she was not an Ashesish, and she didn't, that was not Mizana, so what do? V'lokhu ziknu ira hiyasa ish, we take this fellow, this Baal, v'yisru oisa, v'yisru oisa, mean we give him Malkis, v'onchu oisa meyachasav, and he has to pay meyachasav too, v'nosnu lavi hanara, ki hoitzi sheim ro al psulas Yisrael, because he's such a bad guy, he's moit Tishemra against his own wife. Number one, he gets Malkis, and number two, he has to go and pay 100 shkolim to the father. But of course, there's the flip side to the coin. Vim emes hayadover azeh le nimtiv sulim lanara. What happens if, unfortunately, he's right and she is wrong? Vayitziu es hanara el pesach beisa via uskalua anchi ira bavanava meisa. Oh, in such a case, she gets gila, serious stuff. And it's not just anywhere. El pesach beis avia. And the skila b'avon b'meisa ki osn b'ol b'Yisrael uviyata rami kibach. So what do we see from this in the case of a brand new chosin kala first time bia, he establishes that in fact she was mezana al teishes ish, then you got to do is kulu al pesach beisavia. So this is the first halacha that we just learned now in this brisa, that tana shila sholish midas benara bola edim beis chamia. She was already beis chamia. In other words, she already got married. She's now beis chamia in the father-in-law, meaning in their husband's home. Shezitzav beis avia, and that she was mezana beis avia previously. Well, means previously during the time that was beis avia, during the erusin period when she was still based at home at her father's home. Soiklin al pesach beis avia, like we just said. Now, what's the inyan? Kaloima ru gidulim shegidaltem. It's as if we're putting up a big sign and saying, "Look what fruit you produced. This bitter fruit." A girl that unfortunately was mezana, engaged in adultery. Terrible. Okay, that's the first meter. Now the second meter. Bola Edim Bebeis Avia. Shezinza Bebeis Avia. We're not talking about that the Edim came subsequent to the Nisuin, but there's still the Erisin. The Erisin was on January 1st. The new Chasana of Nisuin is going to take place on December 31st, a year later, and on June 1st, Edom come and say, we saw that she was Mezana, Bishas the Edison. She's still based in Beis Avia. So this has nothing to do with the new husband. This is just Edom coming and saying, we never found out that she was Mezana. Okay, not that they found out, they actually saw. Now this is already another parsha. We skip ahead a couple of psukim in parshas Kiseitze. Ki nara v'sula mi'oirosali ish. You have a nara, 12 to 12 and a half. Psula, never married, never lived with anyone. Moirasa, she is now engaged, but she's married through Erisin. Umetzo ishpo ir b'shachav ima, and she lived willfully with another individual. Vaitzeisem eshneim el shar ha'ir ha'hi. You take them out to the gates of that city. Uskaltem oisim bavon of amesa, same thing of skila. Why is Hanara al Tavara Shalitzuak of the ear? She could have stopped this. She wasn't interested. In other words, it was basically consensual. The perpetrator of Yarta Rami Kibach. So this is now the second parsha, and this talks about a din of El Sharo Ir Hahi. And that's what our Gemara tells us. Bo le'enim beis avia, shezitz beis avia, soikon oisa not al pesach beis avia. Now, al pesach shara ir, like it says in the pasuk.
Why do you have to go if she's beis avia?
Yeah.
So why do you have to take it to the what you call to tisha? Why don't they do the same thing by beis avia?
Rabbi Kohn, I agree with you, but look at what it says in the pasuk.
Why?
Voitzeisem eshneim el shara ir ahi.
Why?
Why do we do that? We want to go and publicize the fact that she was a bad girl.
Father's responsible, then you should keep the father. Why should the city be, you know, involved with it?
You're talking about the bottom line difference, or you're talking about the background difference?
Yeah, I mean, which one do we decide? I mean, in Sukkim, which one is by Beis Ha'av, and which one is by...
The first case that we're talking about, the first Mida, the first Halacha is talking about, that the husband is the one that complained Wednesday night, the night after the big Chasana. He complained that when he lived together with his wife for the first time, there was no blood or Pesach Pasuach. And after that, he's able to go and bring Edom that it's taka true, that unfortunately, during the Erusin period, she was Mezana with someone. So, number one, we throw the books at her. Number two, we throw the stones at her. And number three, we do it El Pesach Beis Avia. Why? Because that's what it says in the Pasuk. Vaitzivas Anara El Pesach Beis Avia Skolua. Do the same thing. Now, it says a few psukim later, again, Anara Psula Moirosali Ish, and Umitzoa Ish Pa'ir B'Shachav Ima, somebody lived with her when she's an Eshes Ish. Now, it's not talking about after Nisuan, Wednesday night, that they were ready. No. They're still in the Erisin period. And they're Edim that come and say, she lived with a bad guy. And therefore, she was Mezana Eshes Ish when she's Erisin. Again, she gets Skila. Anara Psula Mayrasa gets Skila. But now, where does the Skila take place? Not Pesach Beis Avia, but Shar Ha'ir Ahi. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Voitzeis Mishneim, El Shar Ha'ir Ahi, Uskaltem Avon Vamesu. So it's the same case of Skila, but there's a din now instead of Beis Avia, now it's Shar Ha'ir Ahi. How do you distinguish between case number one and case number two? Like the Gemara itself says. First case was Bola Eda Beis Chamia. She was already after Nisuin. And they said she was Mezana, Bishas, Beis Avia, Bishas, Erisin. then it's Pesach Beis Aviyah. If, on the other hand, the Eidim came when she was still Beis Aviyah, she's still in her father's home, it's still the Eidusin period, then Al Pesach Shara Irahi. Now, case number 3. Sarcha, in fact, she sinned. The word sarcha, like sircha, means a bad odor, but that's a nice way of saying that she sinned Alts Eishes Ish during the Eirusin period. Now, normally, Nara Psula Mayrasa, she sins Eishes Ish, there's a din of Skila. However, Vilipsoiv Bagra, what means Vilipsoiv Bagra? By the time they schlepped her into Bezin, they were able to go and prove that she was Mezana Bishas her Eirusin Bishas, she was still a Nara Tidim Mechanek. Now she no longer gets Skila. She only gets chanek. Why? Because the Torah focuses on ki narabsul, narabsul, narabsul. So Parshat Pshat, you learn that at the time of the sinning, she was a narabsul. Says this Braisa, we don't only look at the time of the sin, we also look at the time that the Bezin paskins her lemisa. By that time, she was already a boigeres. No, this whole din of the Torah is talking about nara, nara. She's already a boigeres. She leaves the skila and goes to chenek. She's in a sense downgraded from skila down to chenek. Okay, now what's the reason for this? Now the next tikkun, we've already finished the Braisa, and the Gemara is medayik lememra from halacha number 3 of the Braisa. It would appear the chol heicha dishtani gufa ishtani k'tola, as a result of the fact that her guf has changed from nara to boigeres, then her misa changes from skila to chenek. Even though when she sinned, she was a nara. But that's the chiddush of this Braisa, that since when the Bezin is now going and prosecuting her and sentencing her to misa, it's the misa not of the good old days when she was a nara, but now of her status as a begeris, therefore no longer skila, but now it's chenek. Okay. That's the chayr crystal clear from the Braisa. So now the Gemara asks a very strong kasha from another Braisa. What does it say in the next Braisa? Urimeni, nara hamurasa shizinso. You have a nara hamurasa that was mizana. She was a nara. Eirisit, mizana. Okay. What should be the din? Skila. But we're not up to it yet. Umishabagra hoitzile shemra. This whole shemra of her husband took place after she was already a begeris. It doesn't necessarily mean that it took a while for the husband. It could be the husband the same night that he was saw that she is a begeris, that she unfortunately did not have psulim. That night he was already in a fury and he couldn't sleep that night. And the next morning, Thursday morning, he rushes to Bezin and he says, unfortunately, loy matzasi lo psulim. But by that time she was already a begeris. Why? Because at the time that she lived with someone, assuming that it's true, at the time that she lived with someone, she was a nara, she was an arusa. Now it's already 6 months later, a year later, and they're having now their nisuin. By that time, she is no longer nara, she's now a begeris. The whole period of narus is only 6 months. So now it's 6 months later, they have nisuin, she's already begeris, and the husband says, "Leimatzasi lebitcha psulim, ay ay ay." So mishabagra hoitzile shemra, and it turns out that the baal is the one that is making a fraudulent statement. She was tahira. He's the one that is saying bad stuff. What's halacha? Who ain't a loikev, ain't a noisin meyasela? He doesn't have to get malchus. He doesn't have to pay. Why not? Didn't we say Moitzi Shemra? If we prove that he said false, then he has to go and get Malkus, and he has to pay 100? Oh, no, no, yeah. But at this point, she's already now a Boigeres. And that then only applies to a Nara. So far, this halacha seems to be consistent with what we said a moment ago. We said a moment ago that if from the time of the sin till the time of the Bezin Paskins, if she's changed from a Nara to Boigeres, then we don't look at the history at the Nara, we look at now her current status. That's consistent with this. That now he's Moitzi Shemra, she's already a Boigeres, therefore she's no longer a Nara. The whole din of Moitzi Shemra is the Gabi Nara. Yikach ish isha, v'samla lidas dvarim, v'yitzile ha-shemra, v'yomras isha zois lakachti. What is this case talking about? V'omar, v'hoitziu es psuli ha-nara el zikni ha-ir, v'yomar avi ha-nara zikeinim. It's all talking about nara, nara, nara. Ah, if it's talking about nara, zukti yimara, only by a nara is there the din of v'yisru oisai, v'onchu oisa mea chesef. But now she's already a bagaris. So therefore there's no din of Malkus, no din of Meyasela. So far that's consistent with the previous Gemara. But what's inconsistent is now the Sefer. That he, what happens if it turns out it's the other way around, that she in fact sinned. Since he, she, the Zayimimeo and the Adam Zamamim, we'll speak about that in a moment, Magdimim Lebeisa Skila, then they get Skila. Now before we ask the Kasha of the Chenik and the Skila, first the Gemara says, I don't understand what this Bryce is saying. He, the Zoymemeha. He means that she herself was found guilty. Zoymemeha means that we have Edom that turned out to be Edom Zoymemim, which means that they are false Edom. If they're false Edom, then they're going to get the Skila. She's not going to get the Skila.
What was the Edus
was that we were there on Monday night when she was Mizana with Mr. Jones. And we saw it with our own eyes. And therefore, we're coming to Bezin to certify, to validate that this woman is an Eishes Ish. She was already an Arusa, and she lived with somebody else, not her husband, and therefore she deserves the death penalty. And then after the Bezin Paskins attack, they're right. Two Edom run in and say, how did you say that you saw this woman on Monday night in on the west side in New York, be Mizana? Immanuel Yisin, you were together with us in Chicago on Monday night. In fact, I even have copies of the fact that you had reservations at the annual Chicago dinner of the famous Yeshiva in Skokie, and you were there at the dinner, and there's a picture of you sitting at the table. So, see, you. Whatever it was, but Lamaisa, they were in Chicago and they weren't there. So then, that's called Edom Zom. In other words, we don't really know whether or not she was Mizana. It could be she was Mizana 100 times Monday night, or maybe Tuesday night. But the point is that these two Edom are false Edom because they were in Chicago, they were not in New York. So what's the din by Edom Zomim? Then, b'sisam lehem kasher zomim lasas le'achiv. Now we have to go and give them skila. And we only give them skila if she did not get skila already, because the Gemara darshins kasher zomim v'loy kasher asa. So you'll never have a case of he v'zomim me'al. It's going to be either she gets the skila because she deserves it, or they're going to get the skila because she does not deserve it, and they deserve it. So fake Gemara, he v'zomim me'al, so kadaitach. Ela oihi oizomim me'al. The word he vav v'zomim me'al means lav davke, and it means or. In other words, it's not the adjunctive, it's the disjunctive. We have the same concept in Masechtas Yevumis in Perikram Gamliel that Nosan Maimer and Nosan Ged and Mabia and Nosan Chalitza. And the Gemara says over there, it's Oy Oy Ka'amar. It's either this, but not that he did it all together. To hear too, it's he or Zaymimel. Okay, that's wonderful in answering this problem in the Baisa. But now let's go to the Halacha. The Halacha is, let's assume there are no Edom Zomim. Put the Edom Zomim away. She gets Skila. I don't know why she gets Skila. We're talking about that this occurred in Bezdin post she became a Boigeres. Didn't you say in the previous Baisa of Shila that if Sarach, even though she sinned once, she was a Nara, but if she now became a Boigeres and she comes to Bezdin, Tidim Bechenek, like the Gemara says, Lememet kol heichad ishtani gufa, ishtani k'tala. That's our case in this Braisa. Nar murasa shezinza umishe bagra. She's already by Geras. Hoitzila shemra. And it turns out that Nebuch, he's right and she's wrong. She gets skila. Why she gets skila? She's now a by Geras. By Geras doesn't get skila. By Geras gets chenek.
But how old was she when she committed the...
She was a nar.
So therefore
she should go.
She shouldn't.
She certainly should not have done what she did. No. What you're asking is, what type of misa? So the Gemara is saying astira. Sheila said that because the sentencing took place at the point that she was already a boigeres, even though she sinned when she was still a nara, she gets chenek. This Bryce is like you're saying. No, since she sinned when she was a nara, she gets skila. So make up your mind. It's either or. You can't say you're going to give her both chenek and skila. It's got to be one of the two. It's the chastira, it's why Bryce is.
She will make a distinction between the Beis Avi and the Shari'ir.
That was on the first two cases. The third case, we don't go into Shari'ir or Beis Avia. We're only worried about the form of the Misa, whether the form of Misa happens to be chenek or skila. according to Sheila's Brisa, the third halacha is she gets chenek, and according to this Brisa, which we just brought now, there's a din of skila. And both of them, the Chayra, talking about the exact same situation, that the sin took place at the time of Erisin, when she was an Arusa, and when she was a Nara, when she was a Nara, and she was only being sentenced after she already became a Begir.
So this third case is by both the situations, by both the Shemra and also with the...
Okay, so now you're touching the Moritz Teretz. But the Moritz Havamina, we're not focusing on Moritz Shemra, we're not focusing Adam before, Adam later, we're only focusing on the time of the sin, and the time of the crime, and the time of the sentencing. The crime took place when she was a Nara, sentencing took place at the time of Begeres. According to Sheila's Brisa, we look at the time of sentencing, and therefore Begeres gets chenek. According to the second Brisa, we look at the time of the crime, she was a Nara, and she gets skila. So make up your mind, which one is right, which one is wrong.
Pick your poison.
That's the Gemara's kasha. To deal with this kasha, the Gemara is going to come with three terutzim. The first two terutzim, the Gemara is going to be doich, it's going to push aside, and then we're going to have the final teretz number three on the Amud Beis. So teretz number one is Amar Rava. Moitzi Shemra Ka'amris, Shani Moitzi Shemra de Chidishu. Rava says the difference between Brisa number one and Brisa number two is that in Brisa number one, which is the Tanashila Brisa, how did the Brisa begin? It began by saying, Bolo Edim. Edim came. Edim came. So therefore we're not talking about that the husband is the instigator. We're talking about Edim came. And therefore in this third case, the husband wasn't involved. It was all Edison, meaning it's a continuation of case number two. What was case number two? Bola Edim Beves Avia, Shesinza Beves Avia. Edim came when she was still an Muresis. She was a Nara Arusa. Edim come before the Nisuin, and they say, we saw Nebuch that she lived with somebody Monday night, and therefore she deserves Skila. We do the Drisha V'Chakira, and boom, Nebuch, she gets Skila. The next case, which is case number three of Sheila, they said the same thing. She was an Arusa, she was not in the Suah yet, and we saw Nebuch, that terrible, terrible story of adultery. She deserves to get killed. And by the time all of this comes in front of the Beis Din, she's already become a Begeres. But she's still an Arusa. She did not do Nisuin with her husband. It could very well be that the time of Nisuin came and the husband said, I'm not getting married until this is settled. Let's see what happens. Vekachav and two Edom came, and they said, unfortunately, she was Mizana. And now the decision is Lemisa. But at this point, said the Brisa, she already graduated from Narashaft now to Begeres, and therefore she only gets Chanik. But the husband wasn't involved. The husband was like an innocent bystander seeing what the developments would develop. But now the Brisa, however, the second Brisa says, Nara Murasa Shezinza, Umishibagra Hoitzi Alea Shemra. Oh, that's talking about the husband. And this is talking about already post-Erisin, we're ready in Nisuin. Because how can the husband be Moiti Shema, like it says in the Pasig? We just got married. Uvo'oi leha usneya. Nebuch, he married Wednesday night. It's after the Chasana. And he says, V'hoitzi leha shem rabi omar, se'isha zuis lakachdi, v'lematzasi lo b'sulim. Now it depends if he's right or she's right, but if it turns out that he's right, then she gets Misa. But it's all based on Moitzi Shemra.
Moitzi Shemra,
in this case, it's not Moitzi Shemra.
Any time during the whole, even by the fifth anniversary, came Moitzi Shemra.
Maske. The Ikka that Gemara is trying to point out is that it's no longer during the Erisin period. Now it's already in the Nisuin period. Zayigit. Okay. So what difference does that make? Mazel tov. But in both cases, when the Beis Din finally sentenced her and convicted her, she was a Begeres. So who cares? That's the Gemara's Kasha. The first Brisa by Sheila, it says Chenek. Second Brisa, it says by Moitzi Shemra, is a din of Skila. Frek di Mor Favos. So I'll tell you why. Amar Rav Moitzi Shemra Ka'amris, Shani Moitzi Shemra de Chidishu. Moitzi Shemra is always a Halacha Chadosh. It's a Chidish. What's a Chidish? Do anech v'salach chupa v'loi nivala bi'alma v'zinza v'chenek v'ilu moitzi shemra b'skila. What he's saying is, by every single moitzi shemra, it's always different, the halacha, than the case of what would happen presently. Meaning, what did the first Brisa of Sheila say? The first brayse says lememra to kol heicha dishtani gufa, when her guf changed from nara to boigris, ishtani ktala, her din changed. What did it change from? From skila to chenek. Says the Gemara, that's always the case by every moitzi shemra. What do you mean always moitzi shemra? Because moitzi shemra, what means moitzi shemra? That the husband already did nisuin, and now he's complaining about what happened before b'sha so erisin. What would have happened if, put aside the husband accusing her of doing something bad during the erisin, if now, after nisuin, she would go and live with someone, everybody would agree, what would be the din? Chenek. Because the whole din of skila is only by nara hamurasa berusa. But once she graduates to nisuin, everybody agrees it would be chenek, right?
Maybe.
Good. Not maybe. This is chenek. If she's in nisuin and she chas hashem is mezana, it's chenek. Now, what happens the first night? He did the first bia, pesach pasuach matzasi. I didn't find any dam psulim. What's the halacha now? And if they're to wait him that she was mezana bishas the erisin, what would be the halacha? She would go and get skila, like it says in the Torah, that in emes hoya dover zeli nimtzu psulim nara vaytziyasanal pesach vaytziyus kolua. So now her status has changed. It's changed from erisin to nisuin. If she would be mezana now bishas nisuin, she would get chenek. Yet the husband who is complaining at the time of nisuin, post the erisin, he gets skila. That's a tremendous chiddush. Why is that? If she would do it now bishas maasa, she's changed from erisin to nisuin.
What happened previous? Therefore, she's in the skila range.
So that's exactly right. So that's how the Gemara is distinguishing between the first price and the second price. The case of Sheila, her status changed from a Nara to Bageres. Now I look at the new status of Bageres, just like if now she would be Mezana when she's a Bageres, she would get a din of Chenek. Even though the crime occurred when she was still a Nara, I don't look at the time of the crime, I look at what her status is now. You're now 12 and a half, she's already a Bageres, just like if she'd be Mezana now, there would be a din of Chenek. Same thing applies, we sentence her on the previous, the history, she also gets a din of Chenek. But that's a case of without Moitzi Shemra. You're talking about regular two Eidim. But in the second Bais, we're talking about Moitzi Shemra. Moitzi Shemra means that the husband is complaining post the Nisuin, after the Chuppah, after the ready Nisuin. If she would have Bia now, be Mezana now, by Mishas Nisuin, she'd get a din of Chenek. Yet when the husband talks about what she did previously, the Torah says she get a din of skila. So you see that even though her status has changed, nevertheless we still go back on the earlier time of the crime. And that's the difference between the first brisa and the second brisa. When there is no moitzi shema situation, says the first brisa, you look at what her status is now, not the crime status before. But by moitzi shemra, you always look at the status before. Because every moitzi shemra, he's talking about, now we just are nisuin, we just got married, chuppah, an hour ago, 3 hours ago, depends on how long the music was and how many dances, and whether they had a longer mitzvah tant, but just only a few hours now, we are nisuin. But I'm complaining about the erisin. If she'd be mezana now after the chuppah with somebody else, that would be chenek. She's in the suah. But he's complaining about before you go baser skila to the time of the crime. So you see that there's a fundamental difference between two edim, where you go at the time of the sentencing, and moitzi shema, that you go in the time of the crime. Yeah.
I want to clarify something. So it seems like the first price is talking more about her status personally changing with time from Naro to Bogeres.
Right.
And the second brisa is talking irrespective of Naro Bogeres so much as Arusa Nisua. That seems the main transition. The transition, is that correct?
You're correct, 50%. The Bryce itself says, Nara Murasa Shazinsa Umisha Bagra Hoitzi Leshemra. So the Bryce itself talks about that she has graduated from Eiris, not from Eiris, and from Nara to Bageris. And we ask, no, by Sheila it's also from Nara to Bageris. So just like by Sheila, Nara to Bageris, boom, you go at the time of the sentencing, and therefore it's Chenek. The Braisa says, no, you go Skila. How could that be? You should go in the time of the sentencing, not the time of the crime. And here it's talking about the same thing. Nara, Shizinsa, Umisha, Bagra. Right? It's a identical case. Says Igmari, yeah. The difference between Sheila's case and the Braisa's case, Sheila's case is talking about there was no husband involved. Two Adam came to Bezin and said she was Mazana. Even though she's a Begeris now, or not, because she's a Begeris now, and we sentence her, she gets Chenek. The case of the Bryce is talking about the husband complained, and she's talking now, or Begeris by the time they're coming into Bezin, Maskim, and the husband is complaining and saying that even though when he's complaining and even though when they're sentencing she's already become a begeres, she go after the time of the crime, and the crime was committed when she was mezana. And when was she mezana? She was at that time a nara, and she was an arusa. So Gemara says, go at the time of the sentencing, don't go at the time of the crime. Says the Gemara, because every moitzi shemra, even a regular case where there was no switching from nara to begeres, it remained nara from beginning to end. Nevertheless, because her status has changed from arusa to nesua, therefore, if she would go and perpetrate the crime now, she would get chanek. But if we're complaining about what happened before, there's a din of skila. So even in the case where she didn't change so much from arusa to nesua, but she changed from nara to begeres, the same thing applies, and we go at the time of the crime and not to the time of the sentencing, because that's the din of moitzi shema. Moitzi shema of the husband always is, you look at the time of the crime, not at the time of the court case and the conviction.
What's the reason why Chenek and then Skila? I mean, why should they have two different types of misal?
I don't know. I don't know.
I know, but I don't understand the logic to it.
Is this consistent with a couple of daf ago we had where because the father died in between the time that the Maisa took place and then when the Pesaka Din came down, and then we talk about her status changing.
Whether you have to give the Knas or not.
Right.
It's true, that's a nice parallel, but bear in mind over there it's talking about that the Knas is payable to the Avi Hanara. And so therefore the Gemara says, what happens if there is no Avi Hanara? Does the money get forfeited? In other words, he keeps it, or does he have to give it La'atzma, does he have to give it to the daughter? That's similar to what we're talking about here. We're really talking about more a change of her status from Arusa to Nesua, or from a Nara to Begeres. That previously was talking about that there's no father any longer, or one case we're talking about, Taka, that she's no longer Avi HaNara. She's now the father's and Avi HaBegeres, because she's already graduated from Nara to Begeres.
She's older now.
Exactly. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so Rava says, you cannot ask a kasha from Braisa 2 on Braisa 1, because Braisa 2 is talking about Moitzi Shemra. Yishani Moitzi Shemra, the Chiddushu. The whole parsha of Moitzi Shemra is a Mechudish Tika parsha. Why? So not in our case of Nara and Begeres, but in general, the Nichlas of the Chuppah by Nivola. What would happen if she went to the Chuppah and she didn't even have Bia yet with her husband, but she's now in the Suah because there was Chuppah? Good. What's the halacha of Alman in a regular case? In other words, not a Nara Begeres case, in a regular case. Vizintzen, she's Mizana now! Now after the chuppah, right? The husband is going and taking photographs with his Mishbucha, and instead of she going to the photograph, she says, I'll be there in 10 minutes, and Chas HaShom, she's Mizana to somebody. Then she'd get Chenik on the spot. She'd get Chenik for what she just did now. V'ilu, Moitzi Shemra, if the husband that night says, I want you to know that I, and he can bring to Adim that Bishas the Naris, then she gets Skila. So you see from that, you don't go and look at what's going on now, you look at what went on historically. So Moitzi Shemra is different than the regular case. So the Chayra, the Gemara is given a good answer. But the Gemara is going to now be doicha that answer based on what Barry was alluding to. It's Omele Rafuna Bereda Vishul Rava. The Chiddush of Moitzi Shema, I agree with you, is a beautiful Chiddush. What's your Chiddush? That once she changes from Arusa to Nesua, so therefore it goes now from Skila to Chenek, nevertheless the Moitzi Shemra talks about the earlier time when she was still in Arusa, she gets Skila. But then the only change was in her halachic status of Arusa or Nesua. Here we're talking about a case of change in her body, physical. What was the change? Previously she was a Nara, and now she's a Begeres. So maybe the Chiddush that you just spoke about only applies to a girl's guf that has not changed, that she's been a Nara from beginning to end. In other words, that she became a Nara a month before the Nisuin, and unfortunately during that month she was Mizana. The husband discovers this on the first night, a month later she's still a Nara. The husband goes into Bezin, she's still a Nara. Two Adam come, she was still a Nara. She was convicted, she was still a Nara. So even though she changed Taka from Arusa to Nisua, maybe there is no din of Ishtani, because it's only Ishtani by Ishtani Gufa. Here is no Ishtani Gufa, because she remained a Nara the entire time. See, Ki Chodes then there was no such chiddush, and therefore going back to the second brisa, maybe the second brisa should agree under such circumstances that there should be a din of chanek and not a din of skila. That the Teretz Yisrael is different, only different the gabe eris and tenisuin, but not nara to begeres. And therefore says the Gemara, I fall away from this Teretz. I have Teretz number two. It's not that there is a steer of the two brises, it's a machloikas in the two brises. Sheila's brisa holds, even though Ishtani Gufa, because Ishtani Gufa, Ishtani Ktala, and the second brisa holds, and even though Ishtani Gufa, Lo Ishtani Ktala. Where do we find this same machloikas? Is it none? A totally different parasha, and in fact it's this week's parasha, Parshas Vayikra, and in fact we're learning now on Thursday, this is the Chamishi of Parshas Vayikra. What happens if a person does a chet, and the chet involves a lav sheyesh boi kores, and he does it b'shoigek? For instance, a person does an Isra Melacha on Shabbos Kodesh, he didn't realize it was Osir. Turns out it was Osir, he didn't have Asra, he didn't know, b'shoigek, he has to go and bring a Korban Chatas. Okay, now what happens if this person, from the time that he did the crime on Shabbos, he was oyle ligdula? How is he oyle ligdula? Until now he was a commoner. A few days later, the king passed away, and he was the prince, and boom, he was now oyle ligdula, and now he becomes the new king. That's what we call the Nasi. The Torah says the Nasi of Klal Yisrael doesn't bring a regular carbon, he brings a special carbon. What does a regular commoner bring? A kizbo or seira. A nasi brings a soir. So what does he bring? Does he bring kizbo or seira? I don't know. When he did the crime, he was still crime. It was shogi. But lamais, he didn't aveira. At that time, he was a commoner kizbo seira. But now that he realizes it, now he's a oilig dula soir. Same thing applies to a coin. Until now, he was a kohen hedged. A kohen hedged doesn't bring kizbo seira like everybody else. But guess what happened? By the time he realized he didn't aveira, he became a Koyin Gadol, or what the Torah calls the Koyin HaMashiach. What does the Koyin HaMashiach have to bring? He has to bring, holy cow, he has to bring a par Koyin HaMashiach. So what does he bring? Does he bring the Kizbo Seir, or does he bring the par? And that's a Machloikis. Now I understand why the Gemara is bringing that. Because Ishtani Gufa, Ishtani Ktola. The status is, not the Gufa's change, but the Halachic status. Until now the person was a commoner, and now the person has become a Nasi, or has become the Koyin Gadol.
You take the status of the time of the crime, status card.
Exactly. Mamish is the chazoy shein. Is it not like we learned in the Mishnah? Chotu ad sheloi nismanu. At the time of the chet, they had not been appointed to their new higher position. Guess what happened? Vinismanu, and now they have been appointed. Hari henke joitai, says the Tanakhama. I don't care what happened to them subsequently. We look at the time of the crime. Time of the crime, he was still a commoner or a kohen hedged, and therefore they bring kids with seer. Reb Shimon Oimer, em noidu lehem ad sheloi nismanu chayoven. If they found out and realized that they did this chet before they became appointed, in other words, Shabbos they did the chet, Sunday morning someone told them, hey, mister, you think we are laning today? What do you mean laning today? Hey, today's Monday. Yesterday was Sunday. Don't you remember? Yesterday I was on my lawn. I was mowing the lawn and everything. Because yesterday was Sunday. I'm sorry. Yesterday was Shabbat. Yesterday was Shabbat! So on Sunday he finds out that he did an Aveda. He thought it was Monday. He thought that day was Sunday. Against the mice. Anyway, bottom line is, he has to go and bring a carbon chatas. Okay? He's not ready to bring carbon chatas. He has to go to the chatas store to go and buy a behema. In the meantime, it's now Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. He hasn't brought his carbon yet, and now he's nismana. But the idea that he did this chet already took place when he was shaloi nisman. The Zoktim Shimon, in noidu lehem, if they realize that they did the chet and they had the chiv chata shaloi nismanu, chayoven, then they're chayv to bring their carbon like a commoner, like a kohen hedged, Kizba Seira. Minishmanu, if they only realize that they did this chet, that they're chayv karm chatas, after they already became a kohen gadol or the nasi, then they're pturim. And why is it pturim? The chayrit should go and say that they have to bring the soyer nasi or the par kohen mashiach. That's the Gemara we're going to talk about in a moment. But in the meantime, Reb Shimon says they're pturim. So therefore, what does the Gemara want to say? So that's the machloikis between the two brises. The brises machloikis is, do you look at the time of the crime or the time of the sentencing, the time of the conviction? Here too, the same thing. when do you, what type of chatas do you bring? Do you look at the time of the sin, or do you look at the time when they're bringing the carbon? It's a parallel machloikis. Guns good. A good teretz. But Frey Gemara says the Gemara, but Eimid Shemin Le Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, the Ozel Af Basi Yediyah. The Ozel Basi Yediyah, but like Ozel Basi Chato. Me Shabbos Lai. Says the Gemara, we're talking a little bit of Shimon, Mishin Ismanu, if they only realize that they did the Aveira after Nismanu, is Pturim. They don't bring any carbon. Why Taka don't they bring any carbon? Like Barry was asking. Because Eimed Shemin let Reb Shimon the Ozel Af Basi Yediyah. Because Reb Shimon says that there are two criteria, two requirements for a person to go and bring a carbon. Number one is the sin, the commission of the sin. And number two, it's the yediyah that he committed the sin. Because without the yediyah, he wouldn't be able to bring karma chatas. He has to be noida shechota. Ah, says Reb Shimon, if both of those took place before he was nismana, chayiv. If both of those took place after he was nismana, chayiv. First case chayiv would be kizva se'ira. If both of them took place after he was nismana for kohen gadol, it would be a din of par kohen gadol. But here we're talking about it was one and one. The commission of the crime, the sin, took place when he was still a kohen hajit. The yedi only took place after the minoy. Ah, says Reb Shimon, because it's somewhere, I'm sorry?
They're not mitzarif.
One plus one does not become two, and that's why he's potter. So, aim the Shimon and Reb Shimon, the ozl af bas yedi. The ozl bas yedi, like ozl bas achatoa mishamisle. We don't find that Reb Shimon says, you only look at the time of the sentencing, or only the time of the yedi. He says, you have to look at the two together. Imkain, because if Reb Shimon would hold that you go Basi Yediyah alone, and came Laisi Karban, Ki Dahashta, let him go and bring a Karban like his new status is now. Meshuach means a Kohen of Mashiach should go and bring a Par, and Nasi should go and bring a Soyer. Because of the fact that he doesn't say that, is a simon that you cannot say that this Svara of Reb Shimon is the same as the first Braisa, that you look at the now, you don't look at the history, you look now at the time of sentencing, and therefore you give Chenek. Because if that was the Svara of Reb Shimon, then since there would be scot-free, and over here we should go and say there should be...
She walks.
Here, just like if Reb Shimon would hold that you look exactly only now, and you don't look at the previous history, then it shouldn't say Potter. It should have Par Kohen Mashiach. It should have Sirasi. But the fact that he says that it's Potter is a chassimah that he looks at both. So if it's both, as you say, L'chayru Reb Shimon would say by the case in the Nara, I don't know what to do. I don't know if you go and give a skila. I don't know what you're doing with Chanek. Because you have to have the two together.
Well, question, when Adam warns somebody in a situation like this, in the case of the girl, of our singer,
they just say Misa. They don't say which one. They just say, if you do this, you'll be a Chayim.
But isn't that faulty? Is that in the case of Adam?
Misa is fine. Misa is generic.
You give a generic Misa?
Generic Misa, exactly. You get Misa.
Chayim Misa is better than if you commit this crime.
Exactly right. So Zokti Yitzhi Gemara, so this terrace also doesn't work out. And the Svara is because Reb Shimon, it's not that Reb Shimon looks at the commission of the crime, of the sin, he looks at the sentencing, no. Reb Shimon says that the two requirements that you have to have together, working together, to mechuyev a carbon. It's gotta be the chet plus the yediyah. So if the chet and the yediyah took place before Nismana, give the seira. If it took place afterwards, then it's soir or a par. But if you have in half and half, like Kandari said, the two are not mitzarif. So nothing to do with the crime time, the sentencing time, it's a now you didn't hilchas chatas that you have to have the idea together with the chait. So therefore, this teretz also falls away. And now we come up to teretz number three. And teretz number three is the easiest teretz. What's the easiest teretz? When Sheila was teaching this braisa, when one of the talmidim was saying the braisa in the name of Sheila, Rabbi Yochanan was present, and he said, "Mister, stop right here. The halach is not chenek. The halach is skila." And therefore, the third midah of Sheila's braisa, you just have to make a small change. Take out the word chenek and put in the word skila, and then you don't have a kasha. If here it's a skila, there it's a skila, then both prices are exactly alike. So this is really not so much a teretz as much as a fix and amendment.
Surgery on the
braisa. Oh, it does it. When you're learning Sheila's braisa, tidan b'skila. Don't say tidan b'chenek. Okay. Freig timar. But let me understand the halacha now. You're telling me that because the Nara did the Aveira B'Shas Naris, and now she becomes a Begeris. So, according to the Teretz of Rabbi Yochanan, now both both brises say, I don't look now at the time of sentencing, I look at the time of the original commission of the Isser. Why take? The Torah says, each time it says Nara, 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 she's not a Nara anymore. She's an older girl already. She's already a Bigeris. People say, that's not a Nara. She looks like an older girl already. So how could it be that we take a Bigeris and we give her Skila? Shteitach Nara. In the Pasuk, Hanara. What means Hanara? It's not from the Hey idea. The Iker is, it says in the Pasuk, Voitziu es Hanara el Pesach Beisavir Uskulu al Anchiro Babanum Vamesach Yasbal Bisra. Now the question is, why does it have to say Voitziu es Hanara? We're talking about a Nara. We're not talking about a Ktana. We're not talking about Begeris. The whole Parsha talks about Nara. So it says Rashi, it could have said Voitziu ha. We should go and take her. We know who the her is referring to. We know the pronoun is referring to Nara. Why do we see it's a Nara? Oh, coming to tell you, Nara Shoisekvar. Comes to tell you, I don't look at what her status is now. I look at the Alta Nara, the Amuliganara, even though now she's already a Bikers.
Can we use that pasuk yesterday, I think, for another limud that, not only an hour, not a katana, is a limud?
That's because of the presence of the hay and without the non hay.
Now we're talking about the hay at the beginning and not the hay at the
end. No, not the hay at the beginning. Yesterday's drush was the fact that most of the times in the Torah, na'ara without a hay at the end.
Correct.
So therefore we said, without a hay at the end means a ktana. With a hay at the end means that she has to be a full-fledged na'ara and not a ktana, exclusively na'ara. That was from that. Now the Gemara is saying that in this context, this whole word anar is totally superfluous. Because it could have said, v'hitzi'uha el pesach beisavir. What do I need the whole hanara for? I have five letters for naught. So the Gemara will tell you why. But it says hanar to tell you, historically she was anara, even though now she's a begeris, she still gets skill. Let's go back to the second brisa. What did it say in the second brisa? Nara murasa shezinza umi shebugger. She's already a begeris. The husband is saying that and it turns out that he is the liar, and she was erlach. She was a fine Yiddish kind. What's the din? Ain't a loike, ain't a noisin meyasela. Why? Because she's already a begeris. Didn't you just say now Hanara that it goes back on the timeline?
Right, it should be linked.
It should be linked. It should be exactly, you know, it should be mirror images of each other.
But she's eligible for you saw he should be Machai Malkus and Knas.
Zayigit. Yeah.
Before you could say that the whole reason for giving the Knas is because her value as a Naira Basula is damaged. But
right.
Here she's not a Naira Basula anymore, even if she wants to be.
Good, you've got the Svara.
So like the value anyway is not there.
I understand, but you can go and see the same Svara by the Skila. Why the Torah was so machmir to go and give Skila instead of Chenek? Because her beautiful status of a Nara Psula, of being Murasas, now is being damaged by her Maisachet that she was Mazana, therefore she should go and get Skila. Yeah, but she's already a Begeris now anyway, and even Nesu already, so her reputation has already been downgraded a couple of steps anyway, so give her Chenek.
But here with the monetary side, it's more, a little more like tashlumin. You took a financial value away from her, and now you have to replace it. He said, no, but even if I'm going to replace it, she's not going to have that anymore.
Because she's anyway not an hour, she's already a baguette. Okay.
As opposed to like the skill is just, okay, you know, you did a bad thing. Here's
a... See, it's good to svara. The Gemara is going to go and say another pshat, and maybe you can go somehow... find some sort of common denominator in the two pshatim. The Gemara says a very, very practical balbatish pshat. What's a practical balbatish pshat? We're talking about here two potential sins. Her sin on her side, and his sin on his side. Her sin is that perhaps she lived via Bishas Edison when she was a Na'ara. His sin is the fact that he is telling a fabrication of fib. Ah, there's a big difference in timing over here. If it's true what he said, when did the crime take place? When she was a Nara. A Nara, it was a Chet. Says in the Pasuk, Hanara, Hanara, Kvar, she gets Skila. If, however, if it's the other side of the coin, if he is telling a lie, what is she now? She's now a Begeris, she's not a Nara anymore. So his sin is now when she's a Begeris. He's not tattling anymore on a Nara. He's telling a story about a Begeris.
What if she's still in Nara while it's going on? Or is, you know, is it, you know, we're
then avad and avad in the din of, like says the Torah, a mei kesef. Okay, otherwise, so one would be a din of mei kesef.
Okay,
you're doing fine. So does look to Yomara. The reason why the Brisa says he doesn't have to pay is umisha bagra, nara murasa shezinta umisha bagra hoytzi aleh shema. She's not a nara anymore.
So he's not a technicality.
She's not a technicality. That's what the Torah says. That every time the din of 100 shkolim only applies to a nara. It doesn't apply to Begeris. And for these purposes, we look at the time of his false testimony, because that's the reason why we're throwing the class at him. The fact that he spoke about what happened 3 months ago, a year ago, 20 years ago. When is he doing the Aveira? He's doing the Aveira now! And in fact, the Gemara is going to say, what's the Aveira?
This never happened. So good.
And so therefore, what's his Aveira? That he's testifying falsely in Bezin. And that testifying falsely in Bezin, that's an Issa, that's a lav. So when is he committing that lav? When she's a Begeris. Oh, Torah only gives a din of 100 when she's an Ara, now when she's a Begeris. That's what the Gemara answers. That's what the Gemara is going to answer. We're not there yet. At this moment, the Gemara is asking, they should be mirror images of each other. If she's a Nara for this, she's a Nara for that. So the Gemara goes into a very interesting expression. When he asks this Kashi, he answered it back, Rachmanan Nitzlan may hai data. You're asking Zocha Kashis, Rachmanan Nitzlan, to even ask these type of questions. So Adarab, the other man, the Yomar, was unfazed, and he said, Rachmanan Nitzlan may data didoch. Hi, Rachmanan Nitzlan, that you're giving Shiurim and you're giving Bi that don't make any sense. So each one said Rachman Litzlan and the other one, but Lamai said nothing happened. The time of my, but tell me what stock of the reason why over here for Skila purposes, for Misa purposes, she Anara, and for Moitishema purposes, she Begeret. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba, same Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. Zuma Seha Garmula, Vze Akima Sfasav Garmuloi. Zuma Seha Garmula, Kishi Zanoi, she was a Nara Zanoi. Vze Akima Sfasav Garmuloi, Amos Kamachai, Vahishata, Vishata Begeret. When was he oikim svasav? Oikim svasav is a nice way of saying that the uttering and the murmuring of his lips. When did that take place? When she's a begaris. Torah only is machayiv 100 when she's a nara, and not when he's moisi shemra when she's already a begaris. Okay.
What was that whole interchange? I mean,
this Rachman al Islam?
Yeah, it's not just that one insults the other. It happens frequently.
No, it happens from time to time.
But the response is exactly the same. It's like.
The Rashi says that the first one that said Rahman al-Islam Haidata Kichad Mimenu Tamashodavri, he hid from him the real Tam, Neshatoli Bavanas Halef. He felt that to understand the difference between the other, you have to go and have a heart that understands and can make good chilukim. And I see by the fact that you're asking this Kasha that you don't have that degree of Havanas Halef. In other words, your IQ is not 150, it's only 100. Only 80, only 30, whatever. Shvach. So he said to him, don't go and tell me my IQ is shvach. Your IQ is shvach. So Abba Lamasa, what is the time? So he said, it's very, very simple. You look at the time of the action, the respective crimes. If the girl Taka sinned, when did she sin? When she was an Arab. If he sinned, she was already a Bagaris. That's why. She sinned, it's the Skila. He sinned, Potter, because she is already a Bagaris at that time. Okay, turn around. Now Murasa Shedinza. So you can also have Pesach Beis Aviyah, like we saw it in the Pasuk. Ain't no Pesach Beis Av. What happens if there is no Pesach Beis Av? We had that in the Mishnah yesterday. For instance, that they didn't have a house. They were homeless. So you can also have Pesach Shara Irahi. Just like the Torah says, a generic case, if it wasn't the husband, but Stam, she was Mazana, El Shara Irahi. What happens if this ear is an ear that's mostly goyim? Then we don't make a public spectacle, Shara Irahi. Presumably it would be a tremendous chil Hashem before all the goyim that were going and give them the skila. So therefore you go and do the skila next to the bezin shtiba, whatever that happens to be. In other words, a much more secluded thing. Yeah?
In Gemara and Sanhedrin, we learned that the bezin shtiba had to be just two stories high, and it was outside.
Okay.
I mean, just mechanically. I mean, we're giving her skila in front of her father's house. Mechanically, how did that work? You needed to do skila. You push somebody off of a.
Yeah, you have to take her to the roof and throw her down.
To build the base of skila effectively in front of her father's house. And
don't know. Maybe put on a ladder and she jumps down. Why not? Similarly, same halacha.
They had a regular place where they did this.
That's I think Barry's point.
Yeah.
That if you have a Beis Iskila and you have a Mokum Yuchad, you don't have to worry about it. But if it has to be every time Pesul Beis Aviyah, what happens if a person lives on a first floor, or somebody lives in an apartment building, or what are you going to do the Pesul Beis Aviyah? Somebody doesn't have a house, Shari Ahim. Okay.
Right, but it happened once every 70 years. They had a
hopefully never happened. Maybe.
It depends what time
it was. Something similar. What was something similar? Instead of talking about a mice's nose, let's talk about a person that did a Avodah Zarah. You go and take him to the shahr of the city where he committed the Avodah Zarah. Says Rashi, as opposed to the city where you have the best. Even nowadays, you hear once in a while, it says that the judge was afraid he couldn't get an impartial jury, because everybody here in the local town, everybody knows this guy, and therefore he's going to certainly be convicted. So they go and take the case somewhere else. So Havdil, the person was Oyv Avodah Zarah in city A, but the actual Bezin sat in city B. So where do you do the skila? Sharj Ovid boy in city A. When I'm that ear, Zeruba Oyv the Kacham, Pesach Bezin, like we just said now, if it's a Goyisha city, you take it to the Pesach Bezin. Where do you take this from? In other words, the case of the Znus, that it says pretty much in the Torah, Pesach Beis Aviyah, Shari Ahi, it doesn't say about the Goyim, but what about the case of Avodah Zarah? Vushtait, it's a Torah Ban, Shi'orecha. Now what's the Shi'orecha? Here it's talking about Voitseis, we're talking about a person that was Ovid Avodah Zarah, Voitseis is Isha Hu, Ois Isha Hi, Asher Oso is a Dover Haro Azeh, El Shi'orecha, Eso Isha is Isha, Skalta Vavon of a Mesa. So it says that you'd go and take them El Shi'orecha. The question is, which Shi'orim? The Shar Shi'ovid, boy, this is the Shar where they did the Avodah Zarah. How do you know? Maybe the shahr of the new city, city B, where the sentencing took place. It says shirecha twice. Where's the other time shirecha? We start a previous pasuk. What is that chait that he did? Lava brisoi. He went and did avodah zarah. What does it say? But the pasuk, voitesis ishahu, I say ishahi el shorecha. So it says shorecha twice. Ki mati b'gibecha biyachad shorecha shemekecha no yisloch ish ish yaserah that the oivir avodah zarah. So that's shorecha lamala. Lamala means the place that they did the avodah zarah. The shorecha. Ma shorecha omu lamala shar shorecha boy. Av shorecha omu lamata shar shorecha boy. You learn one shorecha from the other shorecha. Very good. Tovarach and have another pshat. Now shorecha v'li shari oivdi kechavim. It's got to be one of your shorim. In other words, a Jewish city as opposed to a Gentile city. Frey Timara, you're using the shorecha twice. One shorecha you're using for this gzeder shava, and the other you're using the gzeder the shorecha v'loi shari oivdi kechavim. Hai shorecha afikta, you already used it. Says Imarim, ken them across shar. My shorecha shma mina. In other words, it could... I'm sorry, thank you. Shema mino tarti. It could have said the second time just the word shar. Voitesis isha hu is isha hi el hashar. Why does it say shorecha? So the fact that it says shar comes to tell you shorecha, shar, shorecha, not shar. It's got to be a Jewish city. And the fact that it says shorecha, I learn off and say shava, just like the first shorecha means a place, shavad bai. Also, you give the skila and the place, shavad bai. Good. Now I know Avodah Zarah. How do I know the din? By Naru Hamu Rasa. Now, the Naru Rasa that we're talking about is Lagabi, the din of Shar, not Shar Shoven by, but rather Lagabi, the din if it's a Jewish city or a Goyish city. That doesn't say Beferish in the Torah. Lagabi, the din of Pesach Beis Aviyah or Sha'orim, that says Beferish. Like we said in the Torah before, if you have a person, and he said that she did terrible things. Then emes hoya dover azel l'nimtzu v'sum l'nara v'itiyus anara pesach beis aviyah uskaluah. It's got to be pesach beis aviyah. And if you're not talking about a moiti shemra, we're talking about a regular case. Ki anara p'sul meirosli ish umetzor ish b'ivishachav ima v'itzeis mishneim ashar ha'ir ha'hi. Aha. Okay. Now zokti more. But how do I know if it's a non-Jewish city, that you do it in front of Pesach Beis Aviyah, or in front of the Bezdin, like the previous prices said? So, how do I know? Ashkelot Yemara, Ashkelot Avoy Zechom, Nari Bunun. Olan, Omer, Bavo, Gomer, Pesach, Mi Pesach, U Pesach, Mi Shar, Vishar, Mish, Orecha. Now it sounds like multiple Limuda, but it's Nisho Zoy Giferlich. Rather, this Pesach Beis Avia, that's what it says with Moisi Shema. Now we got to learn it up from Pesach Shar. Now what does it say in Pesach Shar? This Pesach Shar is talking about the Mishkan. And what does it say in Parashas Bamidbar? The Eis Kali HaChotzer, V'es Masach Pesach Shar HaChotzer. Pesach Shar HaChotzer. I guess the Gemara is upset. What do I need the Shar HaChotzer? Could have said Pesach HaChotzer. The Pesach of the Chotzer is where the Shar was. That's the only opening to the Chotzer. Why does it say Pesach Shar? So therefore I learn up Pesach by the Pesach Beis Avia. From the Pesach where it says Pesach Shar, and I say Pesach and Shar are now kind of interchangeable terms, we're talking about Shar, and I'm going to learn Shar from Shorecha, from the din of Avodah Zarah, that just like by the Shorecha, by Avodah Zarah, it's Shorecha v'loy Shar Avdi Chavim, here too it'll be Shorecha, not Shar Avdi Chavim, therefore it's Shar Ha'ir Ahi, you don't do it unless it's a Jewish city, not if it's a Goyish city. How do I define what?
I define it, mixed city of Jews and Goyim.
And the majority. The majority of Goyim and the majority of Yid.
Who's ruling? Who's leading the city?
No, that's Yad Yisrael Tokef Po, and not that's something else. Look, it's national government.
The more you use the expression, Be'ir Sheruba Oibdik Echav. So you take a census and see the majority.
Population change.
Population change. I mean, in between the crime. So then we get into the previous Gemara. Very good. Beautiful. So the Gemara Ba'it Tetan Rabbanah Moise Shemra, Loikim Noisim Me'asel, like it says in the Torah. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Lilkois, Loikim Mikol Mokam. He always gets Malkus. It says, V'Yisru Oisai, the Moise Shemra. Sela is Bo'al Noisein, Loi Bo'al Eina Noisein. The Gemara is saying is, again, we're talking about the husband and wife. They just became husband and wife through Nisuin Wednesday in the afternoon, Wednesday evening, after the chasana, after the mitzvah tans, first time they're living together, and leimotzasa v'itchem psulim, and the next morning, Thursday morning, rushes into bezin, leimotzasa v'itchem psulim, it turns out the whole thing is a lie, it's a fib, it's a fabrication. So, normally, narim urasa, he's saying, moisi shamra, zokta toira malkis, plus, Meir Chesef says, Rabbi Yehuda, it depends. The Gabi the Malkus, he always gets Malkus. Makes no difference, Boal or Loi Boal. However, the Gabi the Din of paying the Meir Seller, Boal, if he actually lived with her, then he has to go and pay the 100. Noise. Loi Boal ain't a noise, but if he didn't live with her, he doesn't have to pay the 100.
So he's lying even that he had beer with her?
No, he
he's lying about whether or not Matsasi did Chum Sulim or not.
If he didn't have beer with her, how does he pretend to know that he pitched the Matsasi?
He's lying. So it could be that he had Bila, and he said that I didn't see any blood at all. Right. So isn't that a lie? I mean, you just lived with her.
Right,
you see, the whole thing is a lie.
That
he goes into Bezin and says that, the whole thing is a lie.
But how can he say
that
if there was no bar?
How can he say it if he was boiled and the sheet is full of blood? He's a liar. So he said, without the beer, he's a liar, you know? A liar is a liar is a liar. He was in Chicago the same night, too. And she was in New York. And he said, let me tell you, the whole thing is a lie.
I think, though, if he's going to lie, he'd cover his tracks by at least being bowl over there. So then,
you would think so. And maybe that's the Tanakama svara. But the point is, Tanakama doesn't make the distinction between Baal and Loi. Baal is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda only makes it the Gabi the Din of the Nois and Me'asela, not the Gabi the Din of the Malkus. Yes, shoot.
If you're saying that he's lying anyway, right?
Yeah.
So if the same way how can we ask him if he's Baal or Baal, if in fact he's lying, he's supposed to lie, he's lying about that too. So how do
he says I was Baal and I didn't find myself.
I
say he lied two lies. Number one, he didn't live with her, and number two,
she was consistent.
a consistent liar. Anyway, so again, verse of the Brice. I'm going to Shemra, Loikim Nois Me'asela, Lechayr under all circumstances. If you don't even look at Loikim Me'asela, you always get the Malkus. Me'asela, not Baal, Bo'al, Nois and Le'Baal, ain't a Nois.
The only way we really know is basically she said there was no Bia, and basically she'd be forfeiting the Me'asela, because if he, I mean, how can I just understand how he can.
She can prove that I'm still a Psula.
Right,
I see.
How can she go to a doctor? Zoktimar kamniflegi beplukta de blazim and Yaakov Rabbanon. L'choyde the machloik between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is the machloik between Tanakam and the Reblazim and Rabbanon. Now we haven't had this Reblazim and Yaakov and the Rabbanon yet. We're going to have it in Yetz Hashem tomorrow. Aha. What's the machloik between the Rabbanon and Reblazim and Yaakov? So if you look quickly at the Rashi parallel, Kirabonon, it's about 5-6 lines higher than our Gemara Kirabonon. The Amri Parshas Moitzi Shema Bein Boal Bein Loi Boal. Uksin baby Yisru v'onshu. Say the Rabbanan, it makes no difference between the Yisru, which is the Malkus part, or the onshu oisa meyachesav, which is the Knas part. In all cases, bein baal, bein loy baal, makes no difference. Always the same halach applies. You get the Malkus, if he's a Moiti Shemra, if he's a liar, Moiti Shemra, plus paying the Knas. What is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the next Rashi? Could Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Omer, come on? Loi nemer, parish is Moiti Shemra, elikisha baal. No, it's only by Bia. Elkoch mei aselim mechavin lei, elikisha baal. No, sorry, Bazoi, why don't you say the same thing that got the Malkus also? Right. It's a package deal. Zukt Rashi, our Malkus the Mishim Asor is loi seilech rochel b'amecha, hu loki. V'fil loi boal do ha'lech rochel. In other words, it's no different than any other person that is a ho'lech rochel and says a moitzi shemra. He is over a lav, and therefore he gets Malkus. Yeah, but I have a problem. If he only spoke rechilus, the chayitz alav shein b'masa. So if you're going to couple that and say that he did a bia and then he went and said based on that bia lemitzas and chapsulim, and therefore he's lying based. Oh, so he did a masa and now he's saying false edus. Okay, I can assume the Torah says v'yisro oisai, give him malchus. But over here, if in fact there was no bia and it's just based on loyselach rachel, which is lechayitz not a masa, it's just a dibur ba'alma. So ibazoi, why is there a case of malchus? Continue on Rashi. The imishim dehav alav shein. By Maisa, the beautiful Tame, the Malav Shema Maisa, like in all of the Mesechs, Malkus is Vishchit is Chulin. Yeah, this is good. The beautiful Shitasa, you do Malkus.
I mean, Rechis is not Rechis, it's Bezdin. He's testifying in Bezdin, it's under oath.
Oh, for sure, but the Torah calls it Moitzi Shemra. Moitzi Shemra means like we use the term Moitzi Shemra colloquially, or you're saying Lashon Hara being Moitzi Shemra. The Moitzi Shemra is in front of Bezdin, in front of 100 rabbis with long beards. Moitzi Shemra to all of them that, but it's not true, it's a lie. Okay? If there was no Bia, says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the whole parasha is with Bia. How do I know the whole parasha is with Bia? Because that's how the pasuk begins. The whole parasha begins. Ki yikach isha uva eleh usneh. It says uva eleh. Pashup shasi was a beer. And then what happened? Some of our leaders dvarim, and the whole thing is a bluff. What's the din? The yisru oisai, the anshu oisai, there was a beer. That's like the rabbanim say. Look, they're right. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said no. Even without the beer, if he's Moitzi Shemra, he gets the Malkus. Why did he get the Malkus? It's a lav shem ha'maisa. Lav shem ha'maisa, like an olah. But he agrees that legabi the din of the money, that has to be dafki kishabo'al. Like the Torah says, ki yim tzeish, ki kachish ish uvo'el leho. Okay, anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara is now going to apply this machloikas Rabbanan or Blazim and Yaakov to this Braisa. The Plutra Blazim and Yaakov Rabbanan v'achikomer. We start the Braisa again. Hamoiti Shemra Loike v'noisim me'asela bein boal bein shaloi boal kirabanan. The Rabbanan say it makes no difference. Yob ila nishpi, like Rashi said before. Kirabanan the Ami parsha Moiti Shemra bein boal bein loi boal v'yisru v'onshu under all circumstances both malchus and knas. The Buda Omer lilkois loike mikol mokim, like Rashi said, because of the rechivus. Gets Malkus. Meyasela Boal Noisen, like Boal Eina Noisen, because the Torah says, Uboal Leo. And therefore, if there was a Bia, then you pay the Meya. If there was no Bia, you don't pay.
What are we going to do with Boal
Leo? That's going to be tomorrow's Gemara. We'll wait for that. Kirblazim Yaakov. So therefore, the Machloik is between Tanikama and between Rabbi Yehuda, is between the Rabbanan and Kirblazim Yaakov. Ika di Amri, Kula Kirblazim Yaakov. You don't have to say that the Machloik is Rabban and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda are Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. How could that be? V'achikoma, ha'moitzi shemra loike, v'noise me'asela, v'husha bo'al. Not like we said until now, bein bo'al, bein loy bo'al. Moitzi shemra loike, v'noise me'asela, v'husha bo'al. In both cases, got to be with bia, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lilkois loike mikol makom, even if there was no bia. Why would that be? Because if Yehuda holds the shitosai, you don't need the bia for purposes of malchus, because you have the lav of leiselech rochel. Ah, it's a lav shema maisa, lav shema maisa, loiken olav. Frank Timor, v'sav Rabbi Yehuda lilkois loike mikol makom, v'hatanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, boal loike, loy boal eino loike. Oi, is the chastir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. You just said now, Kodesh Yehuda, always like it at all times. Here it says, Dafka, loy boal, eino like it. What's going on? Amram Nachman Yitzchak, loike makas mardis midrabanan. The brisa that says loike mikol makayim is talking about taka not min atayra. It's only talking about makas mardis midrabanan because he's a bad guy. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds that you'd have to have davke a bia for purposes of this malchus. I shein the brisa mikol makayim midraban. The papa Amram my baal loike diktani hasam mamain. When it says in the brisa loike, he doesn't really mean malchus. He means that we're going to hit him with money. We're going to hit him in his pocketbook, in his wallet. Diktani hasam mamain. Aye, why did you just say now mamain? The correlated the mamain malchus. Malchus are lashes. That not mamain. You in? But tonight I'll bring you a raya. A mishnah mesachtes erchen. Which state in the mishnah? Or inside it says a brisa. Ha'oim rechatzi erki olai noisel chatzi erkai. Let's say a person says, I am going to pay my own Erech, and my own Erech, he is a person between the age of 20 and 60, I believe. And I believe it says by a male, you have to come pay Lamashal 50 shkolim, I believe. And he said, Chatzi Erki Olai, which means that since normally if I would say Erki Olai, it would be 50. Since I said Chatzi Erki, I'm going to go and give 25 for the Berek Abayis, based on Chatzi Erki Olai, Noizu Chatzi Erki, Zoizu Tatanakam. Rabbi Yisibud Oimer, Loike, Venoisin Erech Sholem. Loike l'chayr means he gets malchus and he has to pay the full erchen. What did he do wrong? He said the words chatzi erki alai because that you get malchus. Amra papa loike bi erech shalem. It doesn't mean that he gets malchus and he pays erech shalem. That means that we hit him by not allowing him only to pay 50%. He has to go and pay 100%. My time, why taka gzeira chatzi erkoi otu erech chatzioi. If the person says chatzi erki alai, you're right. Alpi din it should be taka half of 50 is 25. But what happens if he said the other way around? Erech chetzi olai. The erech of half of me is on me. What would he have to pay? Then everybody would agree he has to go and pay the full amount. Why? Exactly. The erech chetzi havli evish and neshama tluyim by. Since he says erech of half of me has to include one of the key organs of the body, whether it's the heart, whether it's the liver, whether it's the lungs, whatever it happens to be, that's what I call an Evish Neshama Tluya Bai. And so therefore, that's the essence of the person. Even he says, Erech Chetzi Olai, Erech of half of me, that half of me has to include one of the crucial organs, and therefore, Chas Hashem, with that organ, the person would die. So it's as if he's saying the entire person. So everybody agrees in the case of Erech Chetzi Olai, that you'd have to pay the full amount. The Kabi, the Chetzi Erki Olai, that's the Machlokes. The Tanakama says, you only pay Chetzi Erki, that's what he said, Chetzi Erki. Says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, no, I'm Goizer Chetzi Erki, Otu Erech Chetzi Olai, and therefore, Loike, we hit him for the full amount. So you see that the term loike doesn't mean literally malchus. It means to hit him in the wallet. Here too, when it says loike mikol malchum, it doesn't mean that he gets malchus. It means even loibal, he'd have to go and still pay the knas. Have a